Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello.
In the magic of podcasting, you can really make things up. You can tell people that we haven't had a minute and a half conversation, that for some reason my Bluetooth wasn't picking up in my recording system, and usually you can get away with it. But I feel like when I talk to you, we just need to be as nakedly authentic as possible.
Yeah. We have to be real. We have to be real with each other. It's what we owe each other. We have to be honest. It's all about the verisimilitude of podcasting, baby. And you're one of the only ones that gets it.
Oh, man. Well, look, what we were just talking about for a second there, which I'm excited about, is that both of us, we reach into the deep, anxious parts of our soul, and while we panic, while everyone else is like, holy shit, we're in isolation, it's like, well, I think I might start at least one more podcast this week, and you have literally just done that.
Literally, I just got off another phone call with another dear friend of mine, Demi Lardner, where we're in the process of trying to make a horror movie podcast.
Love it.
And we started it just before the pandemic. We got one episode recorded, and then since the pandemic started, we've done two more.
Great.
So it'll come out eventually, but it's all about we're two huge horror movie fans, so we're going to start off by talking about some of the biggest, most iconic horror movies of all time.
Cannot wait for that one. I'll be subscribing. And look, I've literally just put in the can the very first episode of Josie and the Podcats. Whole episodes are going to be bonuses too. Coming out tonight. We finally put the pressure on ourselves. Maria, Lewis, and I, our great mutual friend, have finally
gone. Our dearest friend.
We've just like, okay, we got to do this. We got to get this bad boy out.
Yeah. I've been hyped for this podcast for ages because I remember both you and Maria talking to me about it last year sometime. And I'm like, my God, I think I started plugging it. I'm like, I don't even know when this is coming out, but I've got to get people on board with the hype. So I'm not just by myself. I need to start talking to people about it.
No, look, I hope you dig it. And literally she's just sent me, now as I'm talking to you, cause she is in my house right now. She knows I'm calling you for contention. And she literally sent me an email that has the links throughout, you know, our blurb for the episode. and the subject line is, let me talk to Alexi, your dog.
She just sent me a message while saying that Blake won't let me come join you.
I said, you can come if you want. She's like, no, the sulking happens. Look, I'm so glad about your horror podcast. And I just announced today as well. I've announced over the last like 3 or 4 days, two new podcast projects, both of them coming out with enough time. So this project with Maz is going to probably be, you know, it's going to only take 6 weeks to complete. And then in May, I'm kicking off a video podcast, my first one. I know you've done live cool stuff at like places like our Golden Age Cinema in Sydney and live shows.
Yeah.
But doing a video podcast with the awesome film critic from Los Angeles, Katie Walsh. And
cool.
It is called Miami Nice. It is a Miami Vice podcast.
Oh, my gosh. The TV show or the movie?
The movie, baby. The movie.
Oh, wow.
2006, awesome. Colin Farrell, mullet, moustache, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
We're in.
Jamie Foxx completely naked.
Shower scene, outstanding. we're in for that one. And then I announced earlier in the week that I'm doing a Zodiac podcast called Zodiac Chronicle. 12 episodes for that one. That one's a limited series. But yeah, so, you know, you and me, we just announce podcasts when the world is ending.
Exactly. That's all you can do. When you're trapped indoors, you can at least talk.
Yeah, you can at least talk. And all those people who said that didn't have time to talk to you, now you really know if they just hate you. Yeah. So what have you been up to other than that? You okay? You well? Your family well? Everything going okay?
Oh, well, you know, things are going crazy, as you can imagine. From working in, like, live entertainment and comedy for that, and, you know, and as well as, like, film stuff, it's like, oh, these are all the things that might not exist when we come out. Yes. Like, I was basically on the bubble of getting some new work on a new TV show in the next few weeks or month, really. And it was a really cool show that I was looking forward to working on. And now I'm like, oh, I don't even know when that's going to happen. If that's going to happen, how far down the line that will happen now. So, you know, and like, you know, I made the call very early on to like cancel all the live stuff that I had coming up over the next few weeks. Cause I was just like, you know, the tickets, tickets going to be hard to sell. I don't want people to come. I don't want people to be coming out of the house and like becoming a crowd because, you know, when you're working in like live comedy, you want that experience of everyone coming together and unifying as a crowd. And I'm just like, that sounds bad. And it makes me feel like a fucking asshole to pressure people to come do that. And I made the call very early on to stop all that. And now I'm just like, you know, I'm grateful that I've got my creativity can come out through other avenues such as podcasting and making stuff like that, because it feels like the only thing that you can really do now to express yourself the way that I do. But I feel really, like so many of my friends, I feel so sorry for and hurting for, because, you know, Melbourne Comedy Festival was cancelled straight away. Sydney Comedy Festival was cancelled. Edinburgh Fringe has been cancelled now. So all my friends, that this is where they would make their income for the entire year over these next few months of performing shows night after night, is all gone. So the uncertainty there is humongous, and the mental health for all these performers and writers and comedians, it's like, you know, this is my community, so I just feel so bad for them, and really, you know, my heart breaks for them a lot. But, you know, it's just tough, especially we can't even band together to, like, go to the pub and talk about it. Can't even do, like, some dumb shitty gig to, you know, hang out together.
It's a really selfless thing that a bunch of performers had to do. And I love that you sort of talked about it, which is, and it's all the more heartbreaking, is going, oh, I want a hyped crowd. I want people having a ball. And what is the absolute worst thing that they can be doing right this very minute is
exactly
like, is all being together in a crowd. And what is the thing that people want to do together more than anything would be to watch comedy, like to be made to laugh, completely lose their shit and just not be concerned at all. That's exactly what they want. But look, you know, there's people like Louis C.K. who's still on his mailing list. releasing comedy specials.
Thankfully, I have probably a new email address, or they went to spam. I didn't get it. I only saw it on every news feed coming through that. Yeah, crazy. But, oh, man, I don't know. Everything's happening. Everything feels like the apocalypse
It does, but what I would say is, you know, the great thing about a lot of the writers and comedians and folks that you're working with is, like, hopefully they can still be jumping the hell onto podcasts or their own, you know, their own podcasts you know, staying connected with their fans, because this thing will break. And when it breaks, people are going to want to get the hell out of the house, and so we can be sure that there's going to definitely be a stack of people and all their fans like rabidly waiting to get back to it. And like, there's those things where you go, man, I wish that I really wish that I had gone to like one of your like crazy golden age like live commentaries. I'm like, you think about those things and it's like, you and I get invited to a lot of media screenings and stuff like that. It's like, what is the world going to be like when you actually get to go to the movies a couple of times a week?
I know.
Like, it just doesn't even feel real.
I can't wait to go to the cinema again. Like, I called off a media screening for a movie I had to review very, like, you know, I'm saying very early on. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I had to review Monos for the screen show. And they had a media screen. I was like, hey, I can't go. Can you send me the screener? I'm too scared. And great movie. I loved it. I was so glad I got to see it. But I would have loved to have seen on the big screen. The last movie I saw in the cinema was that amazing screening that Kate Jinks and Gillian Armstrong put on of Starstruck at the Opera House, which is where a lot of the movie is set. And it was the last movie I've seen in the cinema. It was a great experience. I'll be happy that that was it. But I'll be so, you know, I have that sad feeling of like, what if I'm mourning the thing that I love most in the world? I don't even know it yet.
Well, I mean, look, if things get really desperate, you and I can create another podcast.
Exactly.
That's all that we can do. My friend, it's been great to talk to you. As you know, this thing's a tight 10. So I think I've had you for 12 minutes now, but 10 on air. So I love you. Take
10
care.
10 on air. Love you too, mate. Take care. Give my love to everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.